The hardest part about doing anything is starting. Yet here I am, starting this podcast. Hello! I am your one and only host, Lo Easton, here on the Solo Podcast. Today we're going to be getting deep, which is probably how we're always going to get here on this podcast, so just prepare yourself. But anyways, all that aside, if you have been keeping up with me on the internet, you've probably seen that I've been writing a lot about creative burnout and just this overwhelming sense of being stressed and overworked, because that's how I'm feeling, y'all. That's how I'm coming to you on this podcast. So basically, I wrote a bit about what to do when you are like feeling oncoming burnout and how to prevent it. But here today, I want to get more personal and I want to talk about what to do when you're already deep in this hole. Last year, up until the summer, so like maybe 6 to 7, 8 months-ish, I was burned out. And by burned out, I mean like I didn't want to even get up in the morning, like at all. Like not to go to work. I didn't want to not get up and go exercise. Like I just did not want to get up. Like period. And it was pretty depressing. Like it was a bad time for me. But the issue that I realized was I was burned out by my job. I was burned out by my creative pursuits. I was burned out by school and all of that surrounded being creative, because I work in a creative field. Like I said, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I work in digital media. I go to school for digital media and my passions are digital media. So, I mean, my whole life is consumed by what I love, which is really dope when things are going good. But when things get bad, it's like you lose all hope. I mean, just for everything. I don't really know how to, you know, I don't want to get too sad on here, but like, it's really a struggle. And this is really the point of this podcast, like this podcast itself, and then just the entirety of why I started this, is really to just talk about kind of more the mental health side of creativity. Because it's like, cool, I get to design for a living. I get to take pictures and make ideas and edit videos, and it's so crazy. It's so fun. I love it. But then when you combine like work and passion, the problem is that like now you've got deadlines and critics, and now you've got to like clock in and clock out of, or maybe if you're a freelancer, it's like you're still working full time and it's work. And it's like, it's almost like work is designed for you to hate it almost. And so it can be really difficult. If you don't know what creative burnout is, I am really jealous. But just to kind of give you some more context into what it is once again, it's that feeling of not being able to do anything, not being able to get started. It's like brain fog and back pain and stress headaches, and it's just this overwhelming sense of just not being able to do something. When I first experienced this last year, I could have sworn that, like, if you would ask me then, I was the only person experiencing that. And it wasn't until I started looking up symptoms and looking through blogs and, like, online people, like, just searching for what is this thing that I'm going through, that I found people that not only were going through it, but, like, it had a name and it had symptoms, and there were people who, saying how they got over it, and it was this thing that they were able to overcome. But when you're experiencing it, it's like it's never gonna happen. Like you never really see an end out of it. And so the first step out of getting out of creative burnout really is to just realize that you're not alone. So if you're here and you're listening to this, then that's the first step. It's just, you are not alone. I feel like anyone working within a creative field, and even people outside of it, like, they experience burnout. Sometimes it's just as simple as, oh, I have writer's block. Oh, I can't design this logo. I need to step back and come back with new ideas next. And then sometimes it's like months. Sometimes it can be years of just being stuck. And some people lose their passion. So the point is to not lose your passion. It's to stay strong and stand in it, but also to take action to get yourself out of that burnout. So I have 3 official steps, and we're going to go a little bit more in depth with them. The first step of really tackling on creative burnout is asking yourself, what am I experiencing? It's to step back and reevaluate everything that has gotten you up to this moment. For me, this was saying, okay, I'm overworked, completely out of my mind. How did I get here? And the way I got there was trying to be this workhorse, trying to be this drone, just accepting projects and joining new things and just reaching for new opportunities, which sounds good. In my mind, it was like, I'm successful. I have 2 jobs and I'm going to school and I'm in this organization and I'm doing all this stuff on the side and I'm running a YouTube channel and I just want to do everything, you know? But it caught up with me. I can't work like that all the time. The way I set up my life was that if I was giving out 100% every day, I'd be fine. But the thing is I'm a human being and I can't always work at 100%. This like kind of grind every day, you know, you gotta wake up and get this bread, like, you know, that sounds great on Twitter and it sounds great on Instagram and inspirational posts, but you're gonna have some bad days and you're gonna have to plan for that. So when you reevaluate how you got yourself into this situation, you need to ask yourself, like, what is it truly that I'm experiencing and how am I gonna get out? You know what I mean? And so whether it's you're taking on too many projects, maybe it can be the opposite. Maybe you're not putting enough work into your field and now you feel stuck because you're not getting anywhere. It can be even that, you know, you have self-doubt about your skills. It can be a wide range of things, but it's really up to you to just do some in-depth, take an introspective look into what you're going through and try to figure it out. The next step is once you figure out that problem, you gotta get rid of it. You have to face it head on and you gotta get rid of it. For me, I had a job that I hated. I could not stand going into this job every day. I was working with people that did not care about their positions and their roles in the organization. I mean, it's this whole thing that I'm not trying to expose anybody for, but it was a mess. And I was wasting my time when I could have been focusing on more things that I really loved. But I wasn't, because I just had this mindset of like, I need to do this. Like, I need to have, you know, this position because it looks good on paper, but it's like slowly killing me. I mean, not literally, but I mean, it's really getting to me. And so for me, I had to say, you know what, I'm gonna resign from this position. I'm not gonna do this anymore. And for me, that also meant saying no. Saying, I can't take on this project. I'm too busy. No, this can't be done in a week. We're going to need more time. It was asserting myself and prioritizing my mental health and like self-care and just being able to relax sometimes. Because once again, you can't always perform at 100%. For you, that facing your problems, it may be going, you know, scheduling classes, scheduling courses to learn more. It may be trying to become more self-confident by, stopping yourself from doubting your work or talking down on yourself. It may be posting more of your work and not keeping yourself from gaining exposure. And it may be just committing to working more and not letting self-doubt get to you. It can be so many things, but the most important thing, once again, is you have to define that for yourself. And the last step that I have is just commit. You gotta commit, you know? And once again, for me, what this meant was I had to commit to prioritizing myself. My personal happiness mattered to me because that's what the burnout really showed me. And I really think that's like the hidden gem of going through such an extreme burnout, is that you kind of have this mindset like, never again. Like, I don't want to be in this place ever again. And that's exactly how I felt. I'm like, wow. Because it took a long time to crawl out of it. And I'm still on my way up. You know what I mean? And so for me, it's like, okay, now I know how I got myself into this situation. I took steps to get myself out of this hole. Now, how am I going to make sure that I don't get as bad as this ever again? And it's really just going back to steps 1 and 2, continuing to evaluate all the time, check in with yourself, and then make changes as you see fit. And of course, it's like, okay, 3 steps, you gave me 3 steps. And it's like, you know, of course it's not going to solve your problem, like, next week. And that's okay. The thing is it's going to be a long journey. I spent months trying to be okay and trying to be able to find passion in creating again. And there's still ways that I'm lacking. But the thing is that it's going to take time to build up. Because once you do, like, the whole journey will be worth it in the end. So that is where I'm going to end this podcast today. But thank you so much for listening. If you guys have made it this far, and if you have any questions about what I went through, or if you want to just talk it out, I will be listing my social media in the description below. I also have YouTube videos and, of course, my blogs, and I've made posts about this. So if you just want more information, definitely check that out and see more stuff that I've created. Yeah, I hope that if you are going through something, that you find a way through it, because I think the most important part of being a creative is still keeping that joy within, you know, everything that you do, whether it is for work or whether it is for passion. That creativity, that drive, that passion, that energy just cannot be matched. And it's so, so important that we take that into our creative work. So thank you so much for listening. I will catch you guys next week, where we'll find something else to get into. If you ever have any suggestions, definitely, once again, let me know. But until then, I will see you next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.